Yes, I am one of the lucky guys who have a full-time research position. I don't have to teach. And the first co-author is Florence Alberge, one of my colleagues in the Laboratoire des Signaux Systèmes. And both of us advised Ziad Najjar as a PhD student. And this paper is a side result of Ziad's PhD. Okay. The previous papers were speaking about quite recent problems. We will be speaking about fairly old problem. How can you directly obtain iterative algorithms, just like in turbo codes, in iterative decoding of BICM, which will be our topic, from maximum likelihood estimation? This topic has been of interest since many years. There have been analyses of iterative decoding. There have been, with obviously exit charts, density evolution. There has been convergence analysis using photograph, belief propagation. Interestingly enough, very basic understanding of the process was obtained using information geometry, and in fact, it was our first attempt to address this problem. And there was also first steps using optimization. Okay, how could we obtain an iterative algorithm for performing something close to maximum likelihood using optimization? This is exactly what we will be doing. So let me summarize first, just such so that you do not fall asleep too soon. We will be writing maximum likelihood estimate. Then we will translate it using a very simple trick. That will be three tricks in the talk, very simple tricks and very simple mathematics, in such a way that it can be written in terms of optimization. Then we will show that using a single approximation, we can obtain exactly the algorithm which is used for decoding BICM. And this approximation will be somewhat, okay, tricky. And we will use this trick to check if the result of BICM iterative decoding is efficient or not. So meaning, from an attempt to really understand how you could derive the algorithms, we will get information about the efficiency of the algorithm. So let's go. So this is the situation which we will be studying. We have a convolutional encoder, information bits here, the code words here, which are interleaved, mapped to symbols, and then sent onto the channel. I will not be specifically working with specific interleavers, specific mappings, or whatever. Everything which is written in the paper is valid for any kind of interleaver, any kind of symbol mapping. Obviously, the performance will be different, and we will see why. Okay, so notations here, that bold vectors here are bold letters here are vectors, okay? So because we will be playing with vectors and individual bits. Okay, B binary messages, C encoded bits, interleaved sequence, and okay, let's go. Okay, so the maximum likelihood sequence detector is like that, it's obvious. It's very basic work, and you can either work this maximization over either the binary messages or the coded words, coded bits, provided that you kill every combination of the coded bits which do not belong to the code. Okay? This is a compact notation for saying ICO is the indicator function of the code. Its value is 1 for a code word, its value is 0 for a combination of bits which does not belong to the code. Okay, since this is not really easily manipulated, especially for an optimization, we will use this very small trick, which has not been widely used, but which can be found elsewhere. So meaning that you can maximize either on that or on the value of the probability P here, so that you obtain the maximum of the argument of this function. There are two benefits for that. One is that this probability can be fully factorized, meaning it's a product of individual probabilities for each bit. Okay? It's a matter of selection mostly than anything else. And the second advantage is that this probability is continuous. So for an optimization problem, it's much more convenient. Okay, obviously this problem is untractable. Why? Because you have many bits involved in the vectors, and if you want to do to compute this quantity for every possible combination, you're lost. Okay, but this is the first trick was the multiplication by the probability. Second trick is that in this problem, you have two kinds of informations. One information is coming from the channel, okay? Because you have measurement coming from the channel. The other information is coming from the fact that you are looking for coded bits. This is another information. And in this probability, in this probability here, we just factorize it, and L will take care of one of the informations, Q will take care of the other information. Okay? And instead of working with the probabilities for the full code words, we will be working on bit marginals, meaning we will have n variables instead of 2 to the n. Obviously, we cannot go very far using exactly this procedure. We can go to here. In this process here, we do not have any kind of approximation. We have made the bit marginals appear, and this equation here is exactly equivalent to the previous one. This only approximation we will have in this talk is this one. The bit marginals here of the product are replaced by the product of the bit marginals. Okay, so that the previous equation is replaced by this one. Okay, obviously it seems to be a coarse approximation. It happens that if you choose correctly the interleaver, if you choose correctly the mapping, it's not a too bad approximation. Okay? Okay, but the good thing now is that everything is tractable because the computation of the marginals is tractable. Okay? This is tractable, this is computable, this is computable. And now we have a simple problem which is different for each bit. So we changed the problem. Now the criterion here depends on K, depends on the location of the bit. So that the original problem is replaced by a distributed optimization strategy on the whole set of n cost functions. Okay. This criterion here is relevant for the maximization for the kth bit, okay? And here it is shown that if you do that for the kth bit, the solution must be something like that, meaning that if you have a solution here, d prime, coming from one of these set of informations, another d coming from the other set of information, they must agree for the maximization for which bit here will be, for whether this bit will be either 0 or 1. Okay? So they have to agree on the estimate of this bit. Okay? So meaning that in this precise context, the separate maximization of all CKs must provide an agreement between the coder estimate and the demapping estimate for the bit in position K. But since these are independent optimizations, maybe they do not agree implicitly for the estimates of the other bits. Okay? So, and you will see in the next few slides that the practical algorithm used in decoding of BICN is exactly the solution of this kind of problem. Okay? So that up to now, what I can claim is that I only derived BICM decoding algorithm, iterative BICM decoding algorithm, using a single approximation from maximum likelihood. Now, we will be building more, elaborating more on that. Meaning that if we now look globally at the Hull criterion, if you take the sum of all these criteria, now you are just not, you cannot have inconsistency between the estimates of the bits from the various case. Okay? So everything has to agree in some way. Meaning that if the value taken by this quantity will be an indication of the agreement between the coder and the demapper for the whole sequence. Okay, if you work individually on the bits, they must agree, but if you work on the whole sequence, they cannot agree, unless there is absolutely no error, and this is proven here. If you do not have any kind of error, the estimates provided by this criterion will be exactly the maximum likelihood. So this is proven in the paper. Okay, so that's given in words what is written here in equations. Okay, now this is outlined here only. Let's come back to the individual criteria, CK. If you just minimize these the individual criteria, you just find that this quantity here is a demapper. This quantity here is something which maybe looks strange, but it is exactly what is computed by ABCJR algorithm. Okay? So we will be fixing one set of the quantities, and we will do that through iterative maximization. We have an initialization here. We set all quantities to some previous value, and we compute the next quantity based on soft solutions. This one here. For computing K, and this one here for computing L. If you just look at what everything is doing, this is a demapper, classical demapper used in BICM decoding, and this is exactly what is computed by a BCJR algorithm, meaning the channel decoding algorithm. It's very compact notation, but you can numerically check that this is true. A BCJR, maybe it's not that well known. If you provide to a BCJR a priori probabilities of each bit, if you compute the probabilities of each possible word by product of all these quantities, kill all the words which do not belong to the code, and then compute the marginals again, which is exactly what is written here, if you do that, you are exactly obtaining the output of a BCJR. And it turns out that these quantities, which were obtained now by maximizing some criterion, are exactly what people in coding name the extrinsic information. And now there is no magic in propagating extrinsics rather than a posteriori quantities. The extrinsics comes as an output of the optimization procedure. So, to summarize, we had an optimization problem which was optimal, maximum likelihood. Optimization which was exactly equivalent to maximum likelihood detection. We have an approximation which has been obtained by fully factorizing the probability mass functions. Then a suboptimal algorithm because we had individual quantities which were optimized through a distributed optimization strategy. And we can now, if you now come back to the global criterion, which was the sum of all possible CKs, we now have a way of evaluating if the approximation was good or not. Because if we evaluate the sum of the individual criteria, we will now be able to check if the demapper and the decoder were agreeing on all values which were for the bits. So that provides us a way of evaluating the quality of the solution of BICM iterative decoding. Okay, we have convergence problems which are solved in another paper. Okay, so let's see first. Okay, what is new here? Nothing but the fact that we obtain cleanly the BICM decoding algorithm, plus the fact that we have maybe a way of checking if the result is correct or not. And you can see here the cost function of the global maximization versus the, let's say, the bit error rate, that's the number of errors, so that's bit error rate in another scale. And you can see that that's for 6 dB, 4 dB. You can see that there is a huge correlation between these two quantities. Okay, and as another example, I show you this kind of result. We have modulation of 16 QAM, mapping is set partitioning, convolutional code is 5.7, and we are mixing various EB over N0 from 5 to 12 dB with a uniform distribution. So it's a very complex situation. If we choose the threshold in dB equal to minus 20 here, okay? So the bit error rate for the frames above the threshold, which are assumed to be good, because you are trying to maximize the function, so above the threshold, that's okay. You see that above the threshold, the bit error rate is quite stable if you change the threshold. For the frames under the threshold, you have a much higher bit error rate. Okay, ideally it would be, okay, zero here and, okay, one here. Okay? But we are close to that. And the percentage here of rejected frames, while they would be correct, is very small. And what is worse is the probability of false alarm, meaning that the percentage of sequences which have been rejected because they were below the threshold, but they were correct. Okay, but this is the basis of further work. Okay. Okay, let me summarize what we obtain. Iterative decoding obtained from maximum likelihood. We had no specific assumption about the box length, the tree, the mapping, or whatever. These obviously will impact the performance. They impact the quality of the only approximation which has been made in this work. We obtain clearly that we should propagate extrinsic information between both blocks rather than a posteriori probabilities. And we have a commercial study which has been accepted, okay, at the beginning of the week to UCIPCO. And we have a process for evaluating the efficiency of the result because of this analysis. And it's likely, we are not sure of that, simulations are running to check that the most of the errors we have in this kind of procedure are not due to the approximation, but most of them are due to convergence to local minima, which is, okay, makes sense, but we have to prove that, and it's work currently undertaken. And that's it.
Do you think the same kind of analysis could apply to turbo equalization?
Could be applied to?
Turbo equalization.
This applies to any kind. Okay, it's a toy example. BICM here is a toy example. It applies to situations on which you have several sets of informations on the same signal. Would you have here three sets of information, meaning a product code on top of BICM? This would apply also. That's okay, it's quite generic.
Any other questions?
Yeah, maybe just a question because you mentioned information geometry. Are you aware of any results from information geometry which would justify your approximation?
No, we tried, and I can send you the PhD of Ziad Naja, who was specifically working on information theory, information geometry applied to this kind of work. It's tricky, and we could not really justify the approximation.